In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00. Enjoy the balanced taste of a Heineken whenever, wherever.
Please be advised, this show contains strong language and sexual situations. It is suggested for mature listeners only. Q Code presents Unwanted, created by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris, starring Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson.
That is a lot of diamonds.
Lots and lots of diamonds. What do you think it's worth, like 10 grand?
No, more.
11 grand?
More!
11.5?
Why would you only go up by $500? This is gonna take forever. How much is in there, Grant?
I'm not Jacob, but I would say 1.375, but I can't tell.
Damn, that's a lot of scratch.
She's gonna be pissed.
I think pissed is sort of a natural state for her, but yeah, she's gonna want this back. We gotta hide.
Where? We can't go home, and Kate's house is burnt too.
I might know a place.
You don't mean...
Unfortunately.
Dude, no way. She's worse than Shelly.
I know that. You think I don't know that? What other choice do we have?
Whoa. Who are you talking about?
His girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend.
Well, they get back together every other week or so.
Not this time. This time is for good.
Yeah, we'll see.
You don't believe me? I will turn this fucking van around right now. I swear to God.
You mean back towards the homicidal maniac we just robbed?
I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
We believe you, okay? Just keep driving. Jeez, can't wait to meet this ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, remember you said that.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. What's up, Grant?
Carol.
Back already? It's only been, what, 4 days?
I'm not back for that. No. We need a favor.
Pussy. Who's the new broad?
Hi, I'm Kate, Carol. Nice to meet you.
You fucking?
I'm sorry?
Are you fucking my boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God, no. I just met him yesterday.
Please don't tell me you're fucking this one.
Excuse me. Don't. Don't bring me into this.
Guys. I'm not fucking anyone here, Carol.
Oh, you mean like right now? Or like ever?
Yeah, I would love some clarification, too.
So, what do you want?
Carol, we need a place to hide out for a day or two, maybe. Tops.
What's in the bag?
A whole lot of mind your fucking business.
That's Ben, please, okay. Carol, he's right. Just don't worry about it.
My house, my rules. That bag stays closed, so does my front door.
Just show her.
Oh my God.
Can we come in now? Lot. What's everybody gonna do with their share?
Ooh, good question.
I mean, if we finally get through the counting, I was gonna buy a boat, you know, sail away from all of this. What about you, Ben?
Pay my student loans off. I mean, that's what got us into this whole thing, so I guess that's the responsible thing to do.
God, you're such a pussy, Ben. I'm gonna buy a Chanel bag, some Jimmy Choo's, and a fucking koala.
Who says you're getting a cut?
Hey! Whoa! Hey. Are you crazy?
Carol, you know you can't burn diamonds, right?
Oh, I'll burn the whole house down. I don't give a fuck.
And that is why you guys just really are perfect for each other.
All right. No need to go full Heath Ledger Joker on us, okay? We'll split it 4 ways. Cool?
It's been a long ass day. Let's just take a step back and relax.
Good idea.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm pretty ripe after all this excitement. Mind if I hit a shower?
You know where it is, lover.
Ew, to all of that.
You guys good?
Yeah, go. We'll keep the Los Angeles Sparks here away from the diamonds.
What have I gotten us into? Oh, God!
What the fuck? You soap your butt first?
Fuck's sake, I wasn't even paying attention.
Because if you soap your butt first, the soap is gonna have your butt all over it.
Can you stop? I'm just thinking, okay?
What you thinking about?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. Whose birthday is it with all the cake walking around up in here?
Not in the mood, Carol. I can't stop thinking about this shitstorm we're in that's like 57% my fault.
Grant, do you remember why we broke up?
Which time?
Every time. You promise to get your life together, and then you don't, so I dump you.
That's not exactly how I'd remember it.
Okay, Grant, fine. How do you remember it?
Honestly, you're nice to me for a couple of days and then start yelling at me and berating me so I mess it up on purpose to make you break up with me because I'm too scared to do it myself.
That was very honest.
Hey,
I push you because I care. I believe in you, in your potential, and there is a buttload of diamonds down there that proves me right.
Really?
Would I lie to you?
Wait, what are you doing?
You look like you could use some company.
Stop. Kate and Ben are right outside.
So we'll be quiet.
You know my passion can't be contained like this.
Then let's give him a show.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Oh, God, feels good to sit on something that's not inside of a van. What's the deal with that thing, anyway?
Oh, Grant's just always really liked vans. The vehicle, not the shoe company. He hates those fucking shoes.
You guys don't pass out candy outside of elementary schools on the weekends, do you?
No, goodness, no. The kids aren't there on weekends. But it's nothing like that. His grandpa had a Windstar. Used to take Grant and me on camping trips before he passed away. He died. He's a great guy.
That's actually kind of sweet.
Yeah, we're adorable. Best buds since kindergarten. See, I didn't have the best home life growing up, and he and his family took me in whenever I needed it, so.
Oh, okay, so you owe him. That's why you agreed to all this insanity.
No, I'm not doing this for Grant. Well, not just for Grant.
Oh, I get it. It's a lot of money.
It's... It's not just that. Although, yes, that definitely helps. But I mean, I'm 30, with a college degree that I don't use, that I'm still trying to pay off. Never married, no kids. I thought this could be a way to leave some sort of lasting impression on the world. For me and for Grant. Because he's a great guy, you know?
You guys are kind of cute together. And I'm kind of jealous of that, to be honest. I'm an army brat, so all my friendships had this very short time limit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that must have sucked.
Yeah, it did. And my parents, God bless them, tried extra hard to try to make up for all the moving around, so every time my birthday rolled around, they would just throw me a completely over-the-top party in this new place, and they'd invite all the kids from the base. My sweet 16 was at the Colosseum in Rome.
Holy shit.
And it was gladiator-themed.
Obviously. I'm jealous.
Don't be. I would have rather had a pizza party with actual friends than some ridiculous bullshit with kids I barely knew.
Yeah, but gladiator.
I was not entertained. Whoa, did you hear that?
Oh, boy, unfortunately.
Oh, God, are they fighting, or...
A little bit of both.
Yeesh, gross.
Totally.
But I get it, though, you know? Dangerous situation. Adrenaline and hormones running wild.
Right, yeah. So much adrenaline. You know, we could die. Almost have a couple of times.
So, best not waste any more time then.
Yep.
As they always say, if you want to do something, then do it.
Yeah, I mean, I did always want to visit the small town in Oregon where they filmed Kindergarten Cop.
It's not a Duma.
Hey, Ben. Think a little more local.
Yeah, local. Mm.
Maybe something we could... you know, do together.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's a sushi restaurant around the corner I've been meaning to try. I hear they have great spicy tuna, crispy rice. They add cilantro to it. It's crazy.
Hey, Ben, what about something we could do on this couch?
Oh. Oh! Oh. Yeah, you mean like kissing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like... laying you down on this couch and ripping your clothes off.
Now we're talking.
Like shoving your head in that pillow, flipping you over, taking out my heart, big ass.
Oh, okay, Ben, we're not sexting here, so just let's show, don't tell.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's not who I am. I just want you to know you deserve better. You should be treated with respect, okay?
Right. So.
Guys, I feel like... what the hell is going on here?
Huh? Nothing. What's up? What'd you say?
That was not nothing. What, you both were inside each other's mouths.
You know, that's a very off-putting way of describing what we were doing.
Seeing it wasn't great either. Are you serious, man?
Wait. Are you mad, or...?
Of course I am! I called dibs!
Once again, she's a person, not the last slice of pizza.
You knew I liked her!
Well, I like her, too. And besides, we heard what you and Carol were doing in there.
Dude, we were just talking.
That was not talking.
Well, mouths, we're involved, whatever. It's irrelevant. Ben, okay, we never fight over girls. If both of us like the same girl, we both back off. That's always been the rule.
Well, seeing as how we may very well all die in the next 24 hours, I thought maybe you might be willing to make an exception. I don't know.
No exceptions! A rule's a rule, okay? Without rules, there's just chaos, man.
Sorry, I had to flood the valley to get all the soldiers off the battlefield, if you know what I mean. What'd I miss?
High school biology, apparently.
Ben and Kate were hooking up.
But you called dibs.
Thank you!
You know what? This is stupid. Fuck this. You got no right to be mad at me. We made out. Get over it. Boo-hoo. Come on, Kate.
Where are we going?
We are storming out in anger because Grant is acting like a little baby who needs his milkies.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm not leaving all those diamonds here with these two. Are you crazy? We'll come back to a table full of magic beans.
That's a good point. We're staying. But I'm so mad at you.
I'm mad at you, too.
Fine.
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 Fine. You know what? No, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in both of you.
Don't make her feel bad. The only reason why we got this far is because of us, and I would have gotten here a lot sooner if you weren't holding me back.
I'm holding you back?
Yeah.
This whole operation was my idea.
Yeah. Ridiculous idea from the brain of an idiot who refuses to grow up.
That's how you feel?
I do.
Thought we were a team, man.
Well, maybe this band's broken up.
Well, maybe this... Hold on. Unless my mom calling. I should take this.
Take it in the bedroom because I can't listen to you talk to your mother after we just had sex.
Fine. Hey, Mom.
Hello, Graham Swan. Stupid fucking name, by the way.
Shelley? If you've touched one hair on my mother's head...
Yeah. Same with the cliche action movie lines. I want my diamonds, every fucking one of them. Even the tiny ones, yeah? Or mommy dies.
Wait, I want proof she's alive. Ask her what my nickname was growing up. Actually, that's really embarrassing nickname. Don't ask that question. Just put her on the phone!
Hello? Grant? It's mommy.
Oh, thank God, Mom, you're alive.
My diamonds, or she dies.
Where and when?
333 Apple Tree Court, tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Ah, classic, the 1-2 switcheroo.
Don't be late.
Apple Tree Court? Did you make that up? Hello? Shelly? God damn it, why is everyone hanging up on me? I need all the diamonds.
What are you doing?
My mom just called.
So?
Shelly has her.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah. She just called from my mom's phone.
Okay, well, let's go get her.
You sit. I'm gonna save her. You stay here with your girlfriend, okay?
We're coming with you.
Kate, you also sit, okay? We're not cool. Our relationship right now is like the old saying, I want a beach house in Miami, but I'm settling for a lake house in Pennsylvania.
Will you just shut up, dude? We're coming with you.
Ben, sit! I'm doing this alone. Like you said, this band's broken up.
Unwanted stars Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson as Ben and Grant. Rose McIver as Kate. Anna Camp as Carol. Jamie Lee O'Donnell as Shelley O'Keefe. Jessica Chaffin as Miriam. Created and written by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris. Directed by Kyle Chevron. Executive produced by Lamorne Morris, Billy Magnuson, Kyle Chevron, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. The official theme song, Unwanted, co-written and co-produced by Rick Astley and Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Source Sound. Jim Schaefer, Travis Prater, Brian Jordan, Klaus Shipman, and Tim Gettimer. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Emily Blake. Assistant audio engineering, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Jack Friedman, Brendan Weisner, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Script consulting by Robbie Wonder, Joey Wonder, and Dominic Blackwell Cooper. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chung Liu. Unwanted is a Q Code in the Warner Brothers production. Just like you, just like I feel I want it. I feel I want it too. Just like you.
do. All I got to do is find you. All I got to do. All I got to do is find you. Find you.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, no, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00, an alcohol-free beer you can drink anytime, even while chasing the most dangerous woman in the world.